We masechet brachot daf nun chet. I'm starting on the amud first word. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. It's like it's nitkalela Babel nitkalelu shchanea. When Babel was cursed, so all the neighbors cursed. Rashi says it quite simply, right? Klomar oile Rasha oile shchaino. We know that, right? Rasha gets cursed. You know the famous story with the Rogachev, I think it is, where he quoted some Tosfot, and he said that. Tosfot, he says, quoted something in the shir. Someone said, "But Rav, how can you say that? There's a Tosfot that's something completely different." He says, "Bring me the Tosfot." They brought in the Tosfot. He saw the Tosfot to the Tosfot. He tore the Tosfot out of the Gemara. You know, a normal daf of Gemara, not like in these daf, but it's normal daf of Gemara. Tosfot's on the outside. So there's a Tosfot on this side and a Tosfot on this side. So one of the kids said to him in the shir, "Now, Rav, Mele, you don't like that Tosfot, but what about the Tosfot on that side? Why'd you rip out that Tosfot?" They said, "Oile Rasha, oile Shcheino." Right? So, So basically, we know that, right? You get said, right? Nikalu Shomron, Nitkalala Shomron, however, the Shomron, you know, Israel, Nitbrachu Shchenya. They're the country. When they were cursed, the neighbors were blessed. Nitkalala, Babel, Gemara brings the pasuk here, Nikalu Shchenya, Dichtiv, Samtiram Rashki Pod, Agme Mayim, right? Basically, gets totally desolate. Nitkalala Shomron, the Shomron gets cursed, Nitbrachu Shchenya, Dichtiv, Samti Shomron, Liasadeh lematei kerim, right? In other words, there, even though that gets destroyed and it's all desolate, nonetheless, you're still able to plant vineyards over there. The area will still be prosperous for the neighbors who will use it. Amar Rav Chimon Harei Uchlusei Yisrael. Everyone said like this: you see Uchlusei Yisrael is chel gadol shel shishim ribui. If you see a multitude of Israel of Jews together, 600,000, which is like the size of the amount of the adults who left Mitzrayim. Right, so Mer Baruch Hamarazim, Mek Brocha, Baruch Hamarazim, Rashi Zia Hayodeya Masha Belev Kol Elu. Because Baruch Hacham Harazim, who knows all the secrets. Right, that's the idea. Uchlusa, Vetkochim, you see a bunch of goyim. Say Omer Baruch Busha Imchem, your brothers are embarrassed of you. Tarabana, Rue Uchlusa Yisrael, Omer Baruch Hamarazim, Shend Atam Tomer Zelze. Gemara brings a brighter, which on the back of that just says why we make a bracha, because no person's thoughts are the same. And nobody's faces are the same, right? And Ben Zoma used to say like this. Ben Zoma, we saw Ben Zoma clearly. Ben Zoma, one of the guys we see will be very wealthy. He says, Ben Zoma, when he saw he was standing on the steps in Harabait, he saw a multitude of Amishel, over 600,000. He said, Baruch Acham Arazim, Baruch Shebarah Kol Elu L'Sham Sheini. So not only did he mention the Baruch Baruch Barah Arazim, Baruch Hamarazim, but he also said Baruch, and blessed you Shebra, who created all of these to serve. Look at Rashi, the Shamshaini. Shehu Chor Shehem Chorshim Vazrim Vani Motse Mochan. We'll see in a second. Why do they all serve? It's like this. Who are Yaomer? Kama Yagiot Yagad Amarishon Ajmatzapat Dechol. Adam Arishon, look how hard he had to work until he had a bit of bread. Charash, he had to plow, Vazara, and seed, Vakatsar, and Ova, Amar, and Dash, and Zara, and Ubirer, Vatachan, Birkit, Vulashva, the whole process, right? Of all the process from plowing the land until eventually baking the bread with everything in the middle. V'acharkach eventually ate. V'ani, says Ben Zoma, mashkim u'motze korele metukanin lifanai. I wake up, it's all there. Right? V'kama yigi, he says, everything's there in the kitchen. V'kama yigot yigah adam arishon ad shematzah begi debosh. How much did he have to work adam arishon for clothing? Gazaz, he had to shear the wool and then v'liben and clean it, v'nipetz and comb it, v'tava and spin it and areg and weave it. Finally, got a garment he could wear. But what happens to me? I wake up in the morning, up my cupboard. My cupboard's full of clothes.
And we order it on the internet.
So right? Today, you exactly. You have to finally exactly hit the button.
On demand.
Amazing. Right? He says, Rashi says over here, why kolumot shokdot? Everybody was coming to his door to sell him stuff. Everybody's waiting and lining up outside his door. I want to just tell you what the difference we're recording, but it's actually mamash a true life story. These things happen. I was once sitting with a friend of mine who went to meet with Jay Schottenstein, the Gemara's named after his father's big bald stalker. And literally, we were sitting in the pub in Jerusalem, and you cannot believe it, but the door didn't stop ringing. People were bringing in, he's a big collector of jade, he's got a big jade collection. Antique dealers in Jerusalem were arriving, I'm not lying to you, not one, not two, not three, not four, lining up to come and show him their jade collections. This is mamash happens. This is like an unbelievable story. All right? ואני משכים ומצא כולל לפניין. הוא היה אומר, אורח טוב, שנייה בן זומה, who appreciated all of this good stuff in life. He said, like, a good visitor. What does a good guest say? מה הוא אומר? כמה טרחות טרח בעל הבית בשבילי? How hard does בעל הבית have to work for me? בשבילי, כמה בשר הביא לפניי? כמה יין? How much, look at all the wine and the meat he brought out. הביא לפניי. כמה גלוסקאות, all the loaves הביא לפניי. וכל מה שטרח לא טרח אלו בשבילי. Everything that did for me. That's a guest with a true appreciation. אבל אורח רע, but an ungracious guy. What does he say? Ungrateful guy. What does he say? מה הוא אומר? מה תרח, תרח פה לבית, זה ביג דיל, נו זה פת, אחת אכלתי, I ate one loaf, חתיכה אחת אכלתי, one little piece of meat, כוס אחד שתיתי, a little glass of wine, and anyhow, כל תרח שטרח פה לבית, זה לא תרח אלא בשביל אשתו בלב. He wasn't doing it for me anyhow, he was doing it for his wife and his kids, I just happened to be there, what, no big deal. על ריח טוב מה הוא אומר, so what was the passage you could say, a good guy says, זכור, כי תסגי פועלו, his efforts will be multiplied, אשר שירו אנשים, ועל אורך רק, what he said, לכן ירו אנשים, he will be scared of you. I'm not sure what the pshat is here, on why quotes, we saw this passage the other day, about לכן יראוהו אנשים, לא יראה כל כך מלב, but many people will be scared of you, they don't want guys around like you at their meal, I don't know. Okay, ואיש, on this, he would, I think it's Ben Zoma, or the Gemara says, ואיש בימי שאול, Zaken Baba Anashi. While we're discussing this idea here, I think of this Uchlusin, right? There's multitudes of people. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk, Va'ish Bimei Shaul. During Shaul's time, there was an old guy, Zaken Baba Anashi. Look at the rest of the Pasuk. It says, David Ben Ish Efrati Hazem Yibet Lechem Yudah Ushmo Yishai. Velo Shmona Banim and Yishai. He had David's father, had eight sons. Va'ish Bimei Shaul lived with Zaken Baba. באנשים, right? באנשים, meaning אמר רב איתם רב זביד, איתם רב אושיה, who is this? This is ישעיה, אבי דוד, שיצא באוכלוסין. It says, בא בימי, באנשים, he used to walk around with lots of people. ונכנס באוכלוסין, right? ודרש באוכלוסין. He used to walk around, he used to go out, and wherever he came, there were a lot of people around him. So אמר אולה, נכתיב, we got a מסורת שיש אולה, אין אוכלוסין בבבל. There isn't this gathering of so many people together in בבל. Right, so he says, Tana, we've got a bright, and we also know that a chlusa is never less than 600,000. Shishim ribu is 10,000, right? So shishim is 60 times 10,000. Tana, haro'e chokhma Yisrael, now you see a whole lot of wise Yisrael. Jews, Omer, Baruch, shechalak michochmato liyirav.
Didn't say at the funeral of the chief rabbi,
No, yeah, use this, yeah. Rabbi Yosef,
yeah.
Was it 600,000?
This connects.
Well, it could have been because it was in Israel, or it wasn't in Babel, etc.
This connects to the next commandment we're going to talk about, Rishut HaRabim.
Talk about the next commandment to where Rishut HaRabim?
Shabbos.
Okay. Oh, you mean next Masechta? Oh, I was already on top of the next Masechta, Sunday week. Then Rakos in Shabbos, that's the Mesh Shkoach. Shish, very good, eh? I didn't even think about that. It took me even a few seconds to put it together. Shishim Riboyish is the Shtarabim. In order for Shtarabim, a public place, there has to be with 600,000 passed. That was the problem with the Eruv in New York, in Manhattan. There's some places where they think that there are an amount of people parking past every single day. Okay, Ben Chachmael Day, so it looks like in Babel there's no problem with the Eruvim then, according to this, right? Because in Babel there were never 600,000, I could have an Eruv in Babel. Right, so Halle Babel was a big carmelite.
The hole could be wide enough also, that's another criteria.
Yeah.
I think it's wide enough that 600,000 go through. I think it's the wide visa drabana, but we'll get it in the Shabbos. Let's not get confused now. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Shechalek chomdo le'av. Chochmel de'kochem. You see a bunch of going together. Me'abruch shnatan mi'chochmato le'briotav. So with Amisha, you call them mi'chochmato li'yire'av. And with the goyim, it's le'briotav, to his creation. Okay. V'haru'eh malchei Yisrael. You see kings. We saw this as well the other day, by the way. We've seen this going before. Haru'eh malchei Yisrael. Omer baruch shechalak mikhvodo lirav. Again, that he shared some of his kavod with his fear, with those who fear for him. Malchei odai kochavim. He sees goyish kings. Omer baruch shenatan mikhvodo lebriotav. Same idea. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Le'olam. This Gemara we saw. This Gemara we saw on Daf Tet and Daf Yud. We saw twice. Le'olam mishle adam lirus likrat malchei Yisrael. Lo likrat malchei Yisrael bivad. Person always try and see Jewish kings. Not only Jewish kings, even el afilu likrat malchei of day kochavim. See that? Even of day kochavim, goyisha kings. You should try and get a glimpse of them. Why? Shim yiske, if you see them, if you met, Rashi says, if yiske, on to me, Rashi is here, but if yiske, to get to Lama Ba, says Rashi, if you make Lama Ba, and then you read bechavod melech hamashiach, and you see that's about Moshiach. Then yavchin by malchus shel malchus, they're able to see the difference. Look at Rashi, kama yater kavod notle schar mitzvot yoter b'mashayach kavod omot polam hazeh. So you'll see in the future how great it was, the schar of mitzvahs that enabled you to see olam haba, how much greater it was in just getting a little bit of glory here, spending a few moments with the goyisha king down in this world. Amar harekul ishal shiif yitzche. Right, lost my place. Remember, Rav Sheshet tzaki lehor have. Rav Sheshet was blind. Have kaazle kule amalik bule apem malke. The whole was going to visit the king. Obviously, the king was arriving in their town. The kamazel b'dan. He went with him. Rav Sheshet askech azel by Rav Sheshet went with him. Askech ahu tzeduki. The tzeduki, right? You know, gave a lot of problems to the chachamim. Amar, I said to Rav Sheshet, chatzvei de nahara. Right, so it's like this. Chatzuk Rashi, Hakadina Shlemim, the full jugs, Hochim Lenahar, Lishov Ma'am, they take them to the river to use them to schlep out water, to draw water. Kagane Laya, Ashvurim, you, like a broken jug, Lehechan Klomar, where Rukrash Klomar Lama, Lamochim Avata Shatashum of Lord Shulechan. What are you going to see the king for? What are you going to see a king? What are you crazy? A full jug, I understand, he's going to the water to get draw water, but a broken jug at home, you don't take it to pour water out. What are you going to look at kings for? Amale, he says, I've got news for you, my boy. He says, Tochazi de Yana Taminach, I know more than you. So now the Gemara is like it's Chalef Gunda, Kamai to the first Gunda, rushes over here, that Gunda is a cut, like a first like legion or whatever, what do you call it, like the regiment. Came past, Ki Kaafsha, when the whole noise was there, Amale Ahu Tzaduki, Atamak, the king's coming. Amale Rav Shashi, Lord Kat, he's not coming yet. Chalef Gunda tonight, the second one arrived, the second sent troops, right? She heard all the noise. Now the market's coming. Rav Sheshet said, Lo Kati's not coming. Lo coming. Khalif Klitai, the third one came. Listen, the third group came. Ki Kashatka. Now it was quiet. Amar Rav Sheshet, Vadai Hashta Ati Malka. Now the king is coming. So Amar Rav Tzaduki, Minalacha, how do you know this? How do you work this out? He says, he says, yeah, in this earth is like upstairs in Shamayim. You got a pasuk. The pasuk is the pasuk of Melachim. Right, he says, this big wind is coming, a big storm is coming, and it's tearing down rocks. But Lo Baruch Hashem, Hashem not in the wind. After the rash, off to the earth, there's noise. Lo brash, Hashem's not in the noise. V'char rash, esh, off to the noise, there's fire. Lo b'esh Hashem. V'char ha'esh, kol demamad daka. And then there's dead silence, and Hashem is in the silence. Ki ata malcha, so now the king came past. Patach Rav Sheshet, k'vavarech lein, he made a brocha. So now mockingly, this tzuki says to him, amar li ahu tzeduki, leman delo chazit leke, mevarecha, what, you can't see the guy making a brocha, this is brikar anenin, you got to see the guy to make a brocha. Come make a brocha. So the Gemara, now again, I suppose there's a lot missing here. My habit is the Gemara says, in whatever this tzuduki, right? So first he was critical, he was mocking, he was belittling to Rav Sheshet, Rav Big Tzadik. So my habit alei dahutzi, what was the outcome? The Gemara understands, you can't just talk to Rav Sheshet like as you get away with it. Something had to happen, right? So what happened to the tzuduki? So you could ask me, there are those that say, chavruhei kachlinu line, look at Rashi there. Kachlune, the first line on the other side, Rashi, Kachlune, Nikrudab, they're his friends. That, I don't know if it's Rav Sheshet's friends or the Tzaduki's friends, but one of them poked out his eyes, Vikid Amri, and then those who say, Rav Sheshet himself, Natan a Navbo, he looked at him, he focused in his direction, Vinasa Gals, turned into a big bowl of, a big mound of bones. Okay, wasn't a happy ending for this Tzaduki. Rav Shilo, now while we're on the subject here, Rav Shilo, Nagide Lahu Gavra, pretty sure we've seen this Gemara before as well, you know? It's Gemara Masechet Tani, but I'm sure we've come across it in our Gemara somewhere. Rav Shilo Nagde Lahu Gavra de Baal Mitzrit. So Rav Shilo got very upset, a guy who had relations with an Egyptian woman, and he gave him Malkot. Azal, now this guy was pretty upset. Azal Acha Bei Kutze Bei Malka. Now he went to Bei Malka to split on him. Now this Lashon here of Achal Bei Kutze, if you've got Likutei Rashi, so he quotes from a Mishle there, and he said like this, from a Gemara in Gittin, Achal Beikutze Malshinot. So it seems like there was some minhag, if you came to rat on somebody, you arrived in the police station, or okay, they gave you some meal. Right, look, Rashi says, yeah, Nire Be'enai, Shehaya Mishpatam, it was their minhag, Lechol Be'beit HaMekabel, Divrehem Shum Hala'ata, some sort of garlic food, V'hu gamar chazuk shidvarav mekuyamim. To basically, like, in order to prove that the guy was telling the truth, they'd make him eat very spicy stuff, that he wouldn't just come there unnecessarily. I don't know, some sort of like a ritual of some kind. Any explanation there, Michael, that you've got anything there? That anybody got anything there?
When the slanderer went to someone's house to tell him some gossip, they would eat a snack together.
Okay.
Known as
courtsman. Okay. So Amar Ikechad Yehuda. Now he says, like, let's say, he went to complain to the king. And Amar Ikechad Garveba Yehuda. He says, there's some guy in Judah, the Kedayin Dinah below Harmana de Malka. He's busy conducting din there without the permission of the Malka. Right? Without permission of the king. Shadar Alei Priestika. So they sent them, Nikud Rashi says over here, from Baba Metzia Shaliach. They sent the messenger of the court to come and bring him there. Kiat Amre, when they brought him to court, Amare, my time in Nagde Teraha, why you beat this guy up? Amare, what are you talking about? The Baal Chamarta, the guy was every day with a donkey. Now it appears here, we'll see in a second, that it wasn't exactly their way either. They didn't like guys. He says, if that's the case, Amrele, eat lach sari, got witnesses. Amrele, hein, better, got witnesses. At Eliyahu, he'd made a kinnish for a city. Eliyahu and Avi came and he appeared like a guy and he gave testimony. I watched this guy, Amrele. He said, if that's the case. These are the kings now. I don't know which kings they were. I think the Kudash is part Persians here. He says, Amrele, ihachi. Bar Katlehu, this guy's Chayev Mita. Why didn't you get him? Amalu Anan. So he says, so why, in other words, why did you only just beat him? You should have killed him. So Shiloh says, Amar Lehu said to them, Anan, ask the Jews, since we've been expelled, gone to Galut, just a handful of us here, we've got no longer permission to kill. Atun, but you people might have been Atun, but from our point of view, you want to kill him, kill him. Yeah, I brought you the Eidut. I've given you the story. He has Eliyahu and Navi. He has your witness. Kill him. Under my name, baby, they're busy deciding now what to do. Patach Rav Shiloh got so excited. V'amar lecha Hashem agdulah v'agvura v'atifet v'leitz v'chomish v'ranz. He rattled off some pasuk, starts davening there, right? So Amrei Lei, my kamad, what did you say? I suppose it's like today on Harabait. Like, you know, you aren't allowed to mention psukim when you're on Harabait. You know, you get arrested for studying Harabait and davening. Maybe they wasn't like the idea that he was davening over there. My kamad, Amrei Lei, hachi kamine brichmane diav machut tebrarik ein machut rekez. He says to them on the contrary, he didn't say lecha Hashem agdulah to God. He says, no, I made a prayer. He says that. This is what God said. The kings in this world are like the kings, are almost like the kings in Shemaim. And he's given you the right here to rule, and the rachmei dina. I don't know what the sensitivity of judgment, right? So amru. We see that our kingship, yeah, you so engendered. What are we saying with our kings? He says, Yahavale kufa. They gave him. Look at Rashi. He says, yeah, kufa. They gave him a makel yidot. They gave him like a whip or a shot, right? And Amrule don dina. You are now empowered by the court, right, of the king to conduct judgment. Whatever you did, you are fully rightfully entitled to do. Kiyav nafik is about to leave. Amalia Hugavra, he sees this guy that he came to beat in there, Avid Rachmana, Amalia Hugavra. Ki Havanafik, Amale, so I suppose something's going on over there. And he sees this guy now, and he assumes now this guy's going to gas and split on him, whatever. He says, Avid Rachmana Nisa Deshikre. He says, Avid Rachmana Nisa, I don't know, to the liar. The guy's going to start lying to him.
When the man was leaving,
so, I don't know why.
Ki
Havanafik, who's leaving? He's leaving. Rav Shiloh's leaving.
No. He's called Rav Shiloh a liar.
Amalehu Gavra, Avid Rachmana Nisa Shakra. He says, God did miracles for liars. That's what he says. He called Rav Shiloh a liar. Right? He said, he says, you're a liar. He says, he shouted out to him, what, God does miracles to liars? Zahachi Amalei. So now Rav Shiloh says to himself, Rasha. This guy's a wicked guy, right? And Lav Chamrei Ikru. Aren't they called donkeys? It means, he says, why is he not a liar? He says, they're donkeys. They're going with donkeys. Rasher Basar Chamorim Basaram. Right, so I wasn't lying. You had it with a mitzri. She's a donkey. Torah calls her a donkey. Right? Chazei de ka'azi le'meimer lehu de kirul chamer. Now he said to the guy, what do I ever called you? I never lied. You had that with a donkey. The mitzri is a donkey. So now he sees he's going to now go split on him to the goyim that they called him donkeys. So he says to himself, Amar hai rodefu. This guy's a rodef. He's going to get me killed. V'atara amra, ha'im ba'al horgecha, ha'shkem lorgo, v'zim of the rodef, v'gaz kamen ikin yudad ikilim, ma'chei v'bekufa, v'kai takes the shot that they gave him, beats the guy to death and kills him on the spot. Okay, Amar, so now he gets quite excited, right? He says, hoyul v'itavid le'nisim b'hai kra. What was the whole pasuk? The whole pasuk was, l'cha sheba g'dula v'ag v'ravati feret. And when they heard that pasuk, they got excited and they entrusted him with that shot, right? He says, you know what, I'm going to darshan this pasuk. And he said, like, l'cha sheba g'dula, yu ha-shem g'res, zu ma'aseh breshit. V'chein umer, oseh g'dol anecheker v'agvura, zu yotzeh mitzrayim. From Exar Shabbat. Vaha Tiferet, what's Tiferet? Tiferet, the glory, Zuchamav, of another son of the moon, Shamduli, Yoshua. They stood in the, when Yoshua's day. Shemar, Vayidom, Hashem, Vayachamar, when he fought Amalek. Vaha Netzach, when the Pasuk says, Zuma Paratash Romi. Vachain Omer, Vayez Nitzcham Abigdev. Vahod Zum Milchemet Nachale Arnon. And we had this other day, remember, with Nachale Arnon, with Vaha Vesufa. Right? He says, Shemar, Okay, you remember, Sefer Milchon Hashem, it Vaha Vesufa. We had this other day. Where does the Gemara bring it? Okay, and Kikol Bashmaim, and the end of the pasuk, Zum Lechem Etzisha. Shtemar Min Hashmaim, Min Lechemu Hakochim Mislodem. Okay, Lecha Hashem, Amam Lecha, that you are the glory, Zum Lechem Amalek. V'chein Omer, Ki Yad Al Kais Yah. Right, Hashem's hand is on the seat of his crown, of his throne. V'amit Naseh, Zum Lechem Gog Magog. V'chein Hu Omer, Hine Lecha Gog, Nasi Rosh Meshech, V'tuva Lecho Rosh. Abra B'chan, Abra Yochanan. Afilu Resh Gar Gita, the Rabbi Yochanan says like this. Afilu Resh Gar Gita, even if you're like ahead of a, Rashi says Resh Gar Gita, bore. Hamemune ala chofrin, chafrot lemilotan maim, tel hashkorpen, even like the most minor clock, right? He's got a little bit of authority even over the watering systems, right? Min shamaya, but it was a point from him. We've seen this going on before. We've seen this in Ezekiel. We've seen this concept before of that all, where's this going to come from, this kaf? Baba Batra. Yeah, I remember we saw this. Peshamit amrab chanam bar amarav. We saw those Gemara that anybody who's got any power in the world all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We wrote in the Brayta, Mishmaya Rabbi Akiva, Lacha Hashem Agdula, another version of this pasuk, what do you mean that Lacha Hashem you have the greatness? Zu Kriyat Yamsuf, that's the crossing of the Red Sea. Va'agvura is Makat Bechorot. Va'atiferet is Matan Torah. Va'anetzach is Yerushalayim. Va'ahod zu Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Carry on. Wow. Okay, we're going well. Tarabana, new bright here. Now we carry on with the brochas. Haroe batei shel bishri. Now we finished with the dreams. Okay, we finished with the dreams, all those stories. Now we get on to more of our Mishnah. We said when you see places, you make brochas. So we're going to look at Haroe batei shel bishuvan. Oh, Steve, please be with me there to batei shel city here because it's quite interesting. No, you know it. Where's that? We need to sit down a minute. Haroe batei shel bishuvan. If you see the houses of Israel that have been resettled, right, so Rashi, the Gemara says, Omer, what's a brocha? Baruch Meitziv Gavul Almana. Michael, give me the English translation of that pasuk there, please.
Blessed who establishes the border, the widow.
The widow, right. So now, you look at Rashi over there, Almana, Kagon B'Yeshuv by Chayni. Now, remember we had the other day, we had that whatever machlok between the Art Scroll Siddha and the Nakti Shal Siddha. If you say, Oseta Yam HaGadol, if it's the Okeanus or if it's Mediterranean. So I saw the same thing. If you look in the Art Scroll Siddha, says Metziv Gavul Amana, he says it there. If you see shuls that have been restored, and the Rinat Yisrael Siddha says, if you see Yeshuvim in Eretz Yisrael that have been rebuilt. Mm-hmm. It's the same take.
It's only in Eretz Yisrael. You never have one other site. It's only two synagogues.
Okay, so that's the who's you quoting there, by the way?
Maharsha.
The Maharsha? Okay, so that's Rinat Yisrael, Machlok Yisrael, and the Art Scroll Siddha. Right. So, b'chur banan, if you see in the destruction, Omer Baruch Tehan Emet, right? Batel Dei Kochavim Yeshuvan, you see Goyisha houses are being rebuilt. Omer Beit Geim Yisach Hashem. Basically, the houses of the proud, Hashem will make desolate. B'chur banan, if you see desolate, Omer Baruch Elom Hashem Akvah. Praises the God who took revenge. Ulev Rav Chizda Havu Kazda Baruch. They were walking together. Ulev Rav Chizda Kimatu Apitche Debei Rav Chana Bar Chanilai. Listen to this. They came to the house, to the open, to the where the doorpost was. Nagad Rav Chizda Rav Chizda took a big sigh, right? Like, how do you say it? Sigh, right? Right? V'amale ula, amayke midnacha. What are you sighing so much for? Amarav, didn't Rav say, anacha shoved chatzi gufoshlam, that sighing like that can destroy half a body. Shtimra vata ben adam, he'anach b'shivar motnaim, bakes your loins. And furthermore, Rabbi Yochanan Amarav, af kol gufoshlam, not only half the body, the whole body. Shtimra vayak yomru alecha amata ani'anach. Pastor said, well, what are you sighing for? Amarte al shmuaki ba v'namesh kol lev. Can destroy your whole body. So he says to him, So Rav Chisda says to Ula, it was Ula, right? Amale says, "Hey, Chilod, how can I not say? Bitter, look at this. This was a house. The Havu Beshutina Fiata be a mama. There were 60 bakers here during the day. Beshutina Fiata be a line and 60 bakers at night. Afin the Chor Man, the Tzarech, they were baking for anybody who needed bread. Velo Shakir Yadamin Kisse, and the house, they speak of the Shifchanan and Ban Chinlai, his house. He never ever took his hand out of his pocket. Why? The Savar Dilma Ati Ani Bartuvim, a poor guy would rather want money. The Adamatulay Lekisa Kemech Mixiv. Before he managed to stick his hand into his pocket to give him money, the guy would be embarrassed to walk away. He said his hand in his pocket all the time, so he was always ready to give the guy tzedakah. The two, and furthermore, have a petichin le arba bave le arba rav chate bav, like Avram Avinu's tent, right? The doors are open to all four sides. The cholda have a ayil, kafi, nafik, base, kisav. Anybody who came in there hungry went satiated. The habu shadu lechita v'sari b'shana b'tzorik. And through the years of famine, he used to spread out their wheat and barley. A bride, the chol man, the ksifah mil to all sides. And the chol man, the ksifah mil to the mishka b'yam. Anybody who's embarrassed to come to the day, come to ativ shaki b'lele, will come at night. He says, ha, now, hashta, now that house has fell, but tell he's one big man. Rashi says, yeah, nafle betalish, and nafalo v'naset, this big mound of dirt. I'm not going to moan, I'm not going to groan, I'm not going to sigh. So he says to him, Amarle, he says, Rabbi, he says, don't be sad. He says, he says, from the day that the Beit was destroyed, it was determined that all Beit Tzadikim will also be destroyed. Shinema quotes a pasuk over here. This pasuk says, Bozne Hashem Tzvot, in the ears of Hashem, our hosts, Im lo batim rabim l'shama, yiyu gdolim v'tovim, me'ed Yoshev. He says, these Beit houses will become desolate, and they'll be there for nobody to sit in them. What do you call that? Hashem Tzvot. To inhabit them, thank you. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, even further than that. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzirani yeshuvan. He says, in the future, Hashem will return them. How do we know? Because it says, Shira Malot, David, HaBotchim. Look at the pasuk over here. It's like a Shira Malot, HaBotchim, Bashem. Those who have faith in Hashem. Kahar Tzion, like the mountain of Zion, Lo Yimot Lam Yeshev. They're right. It says, like what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just like Har Tzion, will be machzir yeshuvah, will be returned to its inhabitants. Af Paten Shatrikim, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lachzirani yeshuvan. Chazia de lo mi Hashem date. Now Ula saw, right, that Rav Chisda wasn't relaxed. Didn't help him so much. So Amale says to him, Dayo le eved sheyekarabo. Look at Rashi. He said it's enough for the servant to be like his master. Look at Rashi. Sharei bet amigdash. The second line at the top there. Sharei bet amigdash charab shu betosh lach baruch hu. So what do you want? Baruch Hu's house was destroyed. What is it? Avadim's house is not destroyed. We know that in the end Hashem's house will be rebuilt. So too will their house be rebuilt. Tell about another bright. Haroeh kivrei Israel. If you see graves of Israel, Omer baruch hashem atzar etchem badin. Like a brocha that says, who created you badin. Vezanichem bedin and satiated you, fed you bedin, vechilkelechem bedin and looked after your needs bedin, vaasavichem bedin and gathered you in bedin, vaatid lakim chem bedin, just like he did all of those things, so too he will stand you up bedin in the future as well. Barbara Ravina, Ravina's son used to add to these brokers in the Masaimba, Mishmei Ravina, and Abraham Nachman, he said like this, Veyodea mispar kulchem, he knows how many you are. And he'll make you alive again and establish you again. Baruch Mechayei Hametim.
Just the brocha you say when you come to a cemetery.
To a cemetery. It's at the entrance of the cemetery. They have it on the big walls in the cemeteries, right? So that's the brocha that you meant to make. Kivra Vedeka. You see Kivra Vedeka Kochavim. Now you can imagine, right? Obviously, very similar brocha, right? Based on the previous Gemaras now, you would make a similar brocha. Well, Omer Busha Imchem. Right? Same idea. Your mother's embarrassed of you. Amr Shubin Levi Haroe et Chaveru Lachash Hashem Yom. This is important. Now, this is brought Lalocha. Just tell me this Lalocha. Lama said this. If you see your friend you haven't seen for 30 days, Omer Baruch Shechianu Vekimanu Vigianu Lazbanaze.
One who is happy upon meeting your friend after not having seen him for 30 days recites blessings.
And it's quite in the Rambam's name, the Rambam there, Ashukhar Aruch. Okay, so Lokha Lamase, but notice Michael added in one who's happy to see your friend. Yeah. Right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara just says, Haru'eh Chaveiro. I suppose implicit in Chaveiro, if he's your friend, means you're happy to see him. Yeah, right? Yeah. So, Lachar, that's after 30 days, back in Machaya met him. After 12 months, right? You've seen a guy for 12 months. Now, with us, it happens because we live in Chutzlaret. We live in Israel. Our friends live in Chutzlaret. You travel overseas. If you don't see them every year, it's a halacha lemaase. Lachar yudbet chodesh, or after 12 months, or baruch mechayei hametim. Right? I suppose after 12 months. Today, I'm not sure how relevant it is today. Today, you've got telephones and internet and WhatsApp and FaceTime and all that. It's not exactly the same thing. In their day, time ago, if you didn't talk after 12 months, all you knew was dead. Yeah. So you see him again, you think, how separate is alive. So I'm not sure I'm about that. I'm a Rav. Eina meit mishtakach, this is actually quite unbelievable Gemara. This. It says, Eina meit mishtakach min alev. When a person, Rachman Latlan, loses somebody and they die, so it takes 12 months to get over it. Right? Why? Quotes a pasuk over here in Tehillim. Nishkachti kemet milev, hayiti kechli of like a lost kli, like a utensil. Right, look at Rashi over here. Second wide line, Rashi, just put it at the top. We still got all these Rashis to get through. Right, kechli oved. V'stam kli, and he says Rashi, stam a kli, a regular kli, l'achar yud bet cholesh mishtach, whenever you give up after 12 months. If you lost something, it takes you 12 months, you're a nice watch. For 12 months, you pine over it. After 12 months, it's gone. Right, the yeyush balim yeyush, right, when you abandon hope, l'achar yud bet cholesh, says the Gemara, but two in Bab Metzia. Mishe matza kli oshum metzia, if you find something, chayav l'achrit shloshar regalim. For three regalim, you've got to make a declaration that you found. If imlim tzachar asukot, chich lahamtin lo lachris bepesach batzir v'chag. Right, the hanayud bechodesh shuv ein tzarik lachris. After you have to make a declaration, as a found that it's yayush balim, you kone beyayush. Remember that? And you've acquired it through yayush. The same idea over here. He says yayush alev is after 12 months. Rapapa, Rav Huna Bered, Rav Yeshua, Havu Kazde, Baruch. Rapapa, Rav Huna, walking on the way. And Pagu Bey, Barav Chanina, Bered, Rav Ika. Look at Rashi over here. Keep your finger on Rashi, we're going to get to in a second, right? So they see, so Rapapa and Rav Huna walking, and they bump into Rav Chanina, Bered, Rav Ika. Amule, so they say to him, Bahade de Chazinach, now that we've seen you, right? Barachinan Alach Tatu, we're going to make two brochas on seeing you. The one is, Baruch Asher Chalak Michochmatol Rav, because Rashi says, yeah, it was a big time in Chochem, so they make a brocha on Chochma, and also the Shechianu, right? And Shechianu, the Achar Shloshim Yom, it was after 30 days, that ends in 30 days. So Amar Leu, he said to the two of them, Ananami, me too. Kevan de Chazdinchu, since I've seen the two of you, he says, Chazatinchu, he says, you are to me, Ilavai, to me, Keshitin Rabvan Beit Yisrael. You like as if I saw 600,000. I mean, you're so important to me, the two of you. If I saw 600,000 people, Ubarichna alaychu tlat. I'm going to make three brochas on you, not just two brochas. Henech tarte, the two that you made to me, right, which is chokmato cholek chokmato Rav and Shechianu, and the third one, Ubaruch chacham harazim. The brocha we saw that you make at the beginning of the Amud, right, when you see 600,000 Jews together, right. So Amrulei. They said to him, Chakimta Kulaha, you become so clever. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure of this Gemara. I think it's a bit very cynical over here. They didn't like the idea that he made up his own brochas. Yahave Bei Einayhu, they looked at him staringly, Vashachi when he died. Okay? So this is a question of, this is a Gemara of Hamevin Yavin. Those who understand will understand, right? I'm Rabbi Shubin Levi, Haro'e Etabahakan. Now we came with the Birchot Hanenin. Rabbi Shubin Levi says like this, Haro'e Etabahaknim. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Look at Rashi here. Keep your fingers on the Rashi here, because we're going to jump around between Rashi here and the Likutei Rashi. So he says, Bahaknim, he says, Lintailush, I'm not saying lintel like lentils, like Adashim. But look at Likutei Rashi over here, he says, Perush Adam She'oro Mechuse Baharot, he's got lots of dots, spotty.
Freckles.
Okay, maybe a very, very good. Maybe like a very freckly person, right? Omer Baruch Meshane Abriot, right? A brocha for strange type of body. A creation. Meitive. Right, Akushi. So now the Gemara's got a kashi on this. You tell me now, Habakanim, you make a brocha b'rei mishan abriot. You make a brocha on seeing strange creations. But we've got a brighter, and you see the brighter, there's going to be three lines of brighters with lots of different things you say over here, different brochas you make. And we're going to see, just to put things in perspective, that the Bahakanim at the end is actually Baruch Diana Emet. That's the Gemara's kashi, okay? Let's not lose focus, but now we'll see what the Gemara's brighter is like this. Right, Akushi. Now Rashi says, yeah, a black person, someone who's very, very dark. Right? Shachor harbe. I don't know how, right? Very black. Veta gichor, Rashi says gichor, adom harbe, rouge. Like a very red, probably like a gingy. Veta lavkan, right? That's, I think, he says, lavkan, lavanyot kemidai. That's what you call, what are those albino. White people? Albinos. Albino. Does it say English albino there?
Yeah.
It doesn't actually.
Usually
white skin.
Unusually, okay, right? It's like a very shiny white skin. Veta kipeach or kipach, Rashi zia beted gadol mitoch oviav, nir'et komato mekupachat. So he seems like a very short because he's so wide. Right, okay. Lashon acher, another dash Rashi says, kipeach aroch harbe, very, very tall, uparatsufo shamutu bolete mechuar. So obviously he's a very ugly person, okay. Right, veta nanas, a dwarf, veta darnikos, Rashi zia darnikos, Rodash, Lashon Acher, Piv Akum. His face is very crooked. Rashi says, Rodash over here, the Rekush, Perush, Adanikos, Adam Amenuga, Biyabalot. He's got lots of warts. That's the Kutai Rashi here, right? He says, Amenuga, Biyabalot, Shemalei Yabalot. That's the Turushuk, full of warts. Omer Baruch, and all of these things says Baruch Bashan Abriot. Right? And that is the Brocha which we wanted to say that you say on the Bahaknim, right? On the freckled guy, on the white guy. However, the Gemara brighter carries on and says, "Valakiteya." And Rashi says, "Yeah, kiteya. Kiteya is a sheniktu yadav, whose arms are cut off, like a gidem, we'd call it, right? Like a person who's lost his arm. What an amputee, right? And Rashi points eveta suma and the blind guy vet pituya harosh. This pituya harosh, I'm not sure what it means. But Rashi says, "Yeah, pituya harosh." Says she saaro ken nitma kol saaro davuk ze beze. Planted here, his head like sort of stuck onto his head or something. I'm not quite sure what it means. Rashi, Likud Rashi says, "Yeah, perush le sabech ulad bich sarot zubzu." That like, I don't know, like a Rastafarian. I don't know what it is. How do I explain it?
It was hair like felt.
Hair like felt. Okay, yeah. Right. But maybe a person is wearing a sur.
Toupee.
Maybe like a toupee. Yeah. Okay, right. Vetachiger and a person who's like limping. Now look at the Rashi. There, go back to the Rashi of Kiteya. He says, "Hachahu de kiteya metigimash b'di adam." We talk about a person whose arms are amputated. Because there are two types of kiteya, the chiger. But hecha diktani kiteya lechud. If it's not called, if we are mentioning kiteya and chiger, so then mashma de raglaim, then you assume it's the legs. But here it says kiteya and chiger, so it's the arms and legs are amputated. Ve'eta moche shchin, the person who's got full of boils. Ve'eta baknim, and there again this baknim, this white freckled, this a spotted person. Omer baruch dayan emet. So make up your mind. Do we say baruch mashane apriot? So the Gemara says, "No stira, lo kashia, hai mi maya imo, ha batar de itya leid." Would depend if he was born like that, or if it happened after he was born. So we can see all these things here, but we said baruch dan emet, like the kiteya, the amputees, and the blind person, and pterosh, etc., all seem to be things that happened after he was born. Right? We can see also where in the bright, he's telling you, dumi de kiteya, similar to a kiteya. Guy had the amputation, take his arm amputated. That was clearly after he was born. Shema mina. We can see the difference depending if it's before or after he was born. Tarbanan, another bright tar. Or a pil, you said elephant, or kof, or a monkey, or kifuf. Right? A kifuf over here, Rashi says over here, a kifof pituya rosh umebruch and kit lost hold on echad yitrana bata yitiale. So I can't find the Rashi here. Where's it gone there? Do me a kifof ya of shekorin valtir. Sound like a vulture. Veyesh danu listot lesatot ulechaim kadam. He's got cheeks and what's a new leset? New like features like human features. But if you look at the Kutei Rashi over there, right? There's a Kutei Rashi over there which says on Valtir, and he says Perush Ofanikra Daya. If you Google search Daya, it's either a falcon or a kestrel.
He calls it an owl.
An owl, mm-hmm. Really? Okay. So anyhow, one of these birds, right? So if you see one, if you see any of these birds over here, Omer Baruch Meshane Tabriot. Okay, they're strange looking people. If you see nice creations and beautiful trees, Omer Baruch Shekacha Lo Be'olamo. Okay, make all these brachas. Now we come to in our Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Where are Roe? Right, we started with the Mishnah. I did not fully understand all of these things. I'm not an expert in the what's happening in the sky here. But we said like this. Where was the Mishnah that we said Harei Zikin? Remember? We had Harei Zikin. So the Gemara says, when you see Zikin, you make a bracha. So the Gemara says, like, what is Zikin? So the Gemara says, Ala Zikin. My Zikin, well, Amar Shmuel. Now Shmuel was an expert in astrology. So Amar Shmuel, says, Kochave de Shavit. Right? If you look there, there's a chet there in the, which sends Mishra Hashas to in the Aruch. They have the high guns. He says, yeah, Kochav Shavit, it's like a comet. If I'm a Shmuel, and Shmuel says on that, he says, Nehirinli, look at this, is the Paul, Shvilei de Shamaya, Keshvilei de Harnad, the Naharda, where he came from. He says, I'm so familiar with the paths, you know, the what do you call it? You look up in the solar, what do you look up and you see all the stars? What's it called?
Constellations.
The constellations, thank you. He says, the constellations of the sky are as clear to me as the streets of Naharda. Levar mikochav de Shavit. Other than this comet Shavit. De lo yadana mai, I haven't got a clue what it is. Ugemira, we've got a Mesora, de lo avar kisla, kastla. Now, Rashi says over here, kastla ksil, some constellation. Ve'iva avar kastla, if it crosses some constellation, the world will be destroyed. How do they translate it there?
Orion.
What?
Orion.
Okay, that's the belt, right? I only know Orion's belt. I don't know what the, anything else. I never knew there. Have you got Orion in English there?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't got the English. I'm saying, but yeah, okay, I don't know. Right. V'ha kechazinan avar. And he says over here, v'i avar kislach arba. It says, v'ha kechazinan. We see that it passes. So he says, no. He says, you already see it. Zivehud avar. You just see like the shade or something. Umit chazek. It seems like it's passing, but it isn't really passing the constellation. What do you say? Orion. Right, Rav Huna b'Rei, Rav Yeshua Amar v'lo. He's got another answer. What's the story of this Shabbat? Now, in my mind, I remember learning once upon a time that's the what's that one that's got the long tail? Halley's Comet that like passes over and you see like it's going for a long time. But anyhow, it's in my mind, somewhere back in my mind, it's that. But I haven't seen anything. Right, it says Rav Yeshua Amar v'lo hu de mikra, like opening up some sort of curtain. De megalgel u'michzei nohorid rakin. It's wandering around and so the light is flashing. And it appears like it's passing through the Kerem. Ashi Amar Kochavahu de Akar Mi'ai Gizu de Kisla. He says it's not really passing one to the other, but there's a star that goes on this side of Kisla. The Chazle Chavit, another star on that side of Kisla. Mi'ach Gizu, Umivat, and he gets scared or excited, Umichzei Kamaru, and bumps up and down, and it seems like it's wandering around. Okay, you understand that I've lost the understanding of what's going on, right? Shmuel Ramikrim, Shmuel's got a stereo between two psukim. It's like it's Ose Eish Ksil Bechima. One pasuk says, "Ose ash ksil," and "Uchtiv ose chima uksil." So, hi ketzer. Look at the Gemara. Hi ketzer. Mulameid sheshnein shavin. Rashi understands that the pasuk here means to imply that they're the same. And how can the same? He says, "Alma chamish uksil." The heat of ksil. It's one time of the year. Rashi says, "Ilma chamish uksil." Ksil shulet biyavot hachama. What is a ksil? What do they call that? That's Orion, right?
Ksil is Orion.
Orion. Lahachi akt bekrai. That's what kima. Yeah. And kima is
Ursa Major.
Okay, whatever that is, right?
Big Should Dipper.
What?
Big Dipper.
Big Dipper, okay.
That's the Northern Hemisphere.
Northern, okay. Should that be like, he rules in the winter months. Ulachi akta mekra, right? Akrav hainu kima, and the scorpion, yeah, akrav, right? Is the scorpion, we mazal talehu. Tale is the Sagittarius. Now, what is which is tale?
Okay,
but be honest with you, what's the difference? Because it's not the difference to me. Honesty is not the difference to me, right? And the world says, whatever the heat of the ksil, if the summer constellations wouldn't exist, the winter ones would wipe us out. It wasn't a summer like some sort of contra. And if there wasn't the winter one, right? In other words, each one would be wipe us out. We need each one to balance them off. We're going to go to Besora. Ilav uktze de akrab. There wasn't the sting or the tail of the crab. The manach benahar dinor that rested in this river of dinor. Kol man dahave triket le akrab lo avichai. Suppose any scorpion that stung you wouldn't live. Again, there's something happening here in the constellations which are having their forces working here on this earth. This is the Torah says, where Hashem said to Eov, Hit kasher ma'adanot kima u'moshchot ksil tiftach. You know, I think that's end of Aviyah.